Now, a major criticism people often have with the police raids here in Brazil is that innocent people die during the shootout between police and the gang members. But officials in Rio are now saying that this wasn't the case with any of the 130 casualties during this raid. That's because almost none of the shooting took place in the actual favelas. So police knew that once they entered the favelas, the gang members are most likely going to escape through a nearby forest. So special forces waited in that forest and confronted the gang members there to not have the shooting in the favelas.
It was all in the woods. So I don't believe anyone was just strolling in the woods on a day of conflict. And that's why we can easily classify them. And if there's any error in classification, it's certainly residual, which is insignificant.
People outside the favela were affected as well. Armed gang members entered public buses, forcing the drivers to block major streets across the city. That's to prevent the police from getting through. Thousands of people report being in distress, not knowing what was happening as the city erupted in chaos.
Now, the opinions here on the ground in Brazil regarding this raid are divided. Critics of the operation say that these raids never really have a significant impact. People die, but in a few days, drug trafficking and crime just continue. Supporters of these operations, on the other hand, say that, of course, police has to do something and try to keep the gangs in check at least a little bit, because if you don't, they will slowly but surely become stronger, possibly even surpassing the power of the local government.